Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Berkshire Country Day School, an independent school for students in preschool through grade 9 in the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, will host a presentation in Stockbridge tomorrow night at 7 o'clock by Dr. Michael Thompson, consultant, author, and psychologist specializing in children and families. In his Homesick and Happy program, Dr. Thompson will discuss the 8 things parents cannot do for your children, and why summer camps and school trips offer a new venue for the child's growth, urging helicopter parents to land their hovercraft and set their kids free for the summer. Dr. Thompson is the supervising psychologist for the Belmont Hills School and is author of the books Best Friends, Worst Enemies, Raising Cain, and Homesick and Happy. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Thompson to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Can you hear me clearly? You sound far away to me.
Well, we will try to take care of that, but you are booming in, and that is the important part.
Glad.
Excellent.
I'm glad.
Give us a sense of the message that you want to give with the Homesick and Happy program, of course, titled after the most recent book.
Joe, I've been consulting to schools for 30 years, and I've seen an increasingly devoted, conscientious, and loving generation of parents. Pay lots more attention to their children. College-educated women are spending twice as much time with their children as they did 30 years ago. And dads are increasing their time with their kids, too. But parents have an assumption that their presence always adds value. And it doesn't. Sometimes it adds anxiety, and it deprives kids of the psychological ownership of what they're doing. Because you can't, when you're a child, you can't feel this is really mine if your mom or dad is always over your shoulder. I mean, even if they are in a loving, supportive way, it doesn't really belong to you. And I've been running into this phenomenon of parents thinking that they need to play with their child when the child has a friend over for a play date. No. That they need to go to every one of their child's town sports games? No. Because at a certain point, there are things you can't do for your child. One is give them confidence, and the other is hand them independence. You can't give them independence. You actually have to let them go off and be independent. And that's the central thesis of Homesick and Happy.
So when we talk about them going elsewhere, where you're talking about summer camps, you're talking about programs, and I guess some of the questions are how long, how do you find that place, and what is a nurturing environment for them?
Well, that takes some talking with other people, other parents who've sent children to camp. I based the book on sleepaway camps. It's not that there aren't life-changing experiences with student year abroad or going off to live at a summer school or the college campus, which many kids late in high school do. And I think those can all be growth experiences. But for most kids, the first sustained experience away from home is a summer sleepaway camp, usually a week to start or maybe 2 weeks. But children of 8, 9, 10 can do these things. The more bold and exploratory kind of children will do them at 8 or 9 or 10. The more cautious and anxious kids will do them at 11, 12, 13. But they should do them, in my view, because the best preparation for college and the best preparation for your own independence is to go off to a sleepaway camp. So, you know, Joe, you've got some remarkable camps out where you are. The Berkshires are filled with wonderful camps, as are Vermont and New Hampshire. It's just a matter of finding out from another parent whose child has had a good experience where and why did they trust the camp director. That's how you do the research. I mean, the American Camp Association has a place where you can go online and choose a camp by in, you know, its characteristics or its programs, but I don't think that creates trust. You know, choosing a Lutheran tennis camp with a theater component online doesn't give you a feeling of trust. It's knowing people who sent their child there and their child had a wonderful experience.
What qualifies as a wonderful experience in the sense of both for the child and for the parents of what they get out of that encounter?
For me, summer camp is about growth and development, in particularly in two areas. One is in community, and the other is in character. Now, the camps all advertise themselves as fun and activities, and they are. And I don't mean to undercut camp directors who are talking about fun. But the growth for children comes from living in a cabin with people you like and people you don't like. It means abiding by the rules of the camp and abiding by them 24/7, because when you live in community, you really the rules really start to matter. You can kind of hold your breath through a school day and go home and complain to your mom or dad about everything that went on with the teachers or the other kids. But when you're at a camp, you have to make your peace. Sometimes being in a cabin with a counselor you love and another counselor you don't like so well, or nine kids you love and one kid you really don't like, but you've got to make it work for 2 weeks or a month. And that kind of growth, I interviewed hundreds of kids about their summer camp experience, and they all mentioned both the challenges and the rewards of becoming part of a community and part of something bigger than themselves.
How old? What ages are we talking?
Well, as I said, but that depends on the temperament of the child. Joe, did you by any chance go to sleepaway camp?
I did not.
You did not?
No. I was the youngest of five, so by the time I was, I came around, my sleepaway camp was going to spend time with my brothers who lived out of state and would spend a week or two with them.
But you did go away from your parents.
I did.
And live with your older brothers.
Yes.
And that was an adventure for you and a source of independence for you.
Yes. Very much so.
Well, I mean, I think in a big family, the older siblings can often kind of provide the same experiences the 19, 20, 21-year-old counselors provide for kids. But our families are smaller these days, and our kids grow up in such age-segregated groups in school that actually live in a cabin with a 19 or 20-year-old can be an amazing experience for an 8, 9, 10-year-old. As I say, I meet very few kids in camp who are younger than eight.
Yeah.
But I think if you don't go before 14, it's very hard to join a community at that point. There are wilderness adventure things you can do at 14, 15, 16. But for the traditional general camp experience, I think you ought to go off before the age of 12.
And you like the idea of going yearly?
And you like to what?
I said, and you like the idea of going yearly.
Well, I think you build a separate world of your own. What kids said to me about summer camps, more than anything, was, I can be myself here. And I said, what do you mean? This is 1 month in the summer or 2 weeks in the summer. They said, I can be truly myself here. Now, this is bad news for parents when their child says that she really feels like herself when she's away from home. But I think if you understand things from a child's point of view, what she's saying is, I'm carving out a world here which isn't surrounded by my parents and their friends or the teachers I'm assigned to. I'm carving out a world of my own people with my own rituals and traditions. And I know what we do at the campfires here, but my parents aren't present, so it really belongs to me. And that's what kids feel, is that they own that camp world and that they can feel their own development. I passed the swimming test, then I passed the sailing test, then I got the hiking badge. You know, that I'm knocking off these things and I can feel my own growth.
Well, Dr. Thompson will be speaking at an event that is sponsored by the Berkshire Country Day School, an independent school for students in preschool through grade 9, and the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. They're hosting this presentation. It takes place in Stockbridge tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and Dr. Michael Thompson will be talking about Homesick and Happy, How Time Away from Parents Can Help a Child Grow, which is also the title of his book, which is published by Ballantine. You can find out more information about the event by going to berkshirecountryday.org, berkshirecountryday.org. Dr. Michael Thompson, I thank you very much for spending time with us. I look forward to having you in the region.
Thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to coming out to Western Massachusetts, one of my favorite places.
They're good people. You'll have a great time. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Again, berkshirecountryday.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.